Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today. You know, as I record this, there's a little bit of rain falling outside, and that is sure a nice sound to hear. It's probably not really going to replenish much from the standpoint of some of our really low ponds or creeks that aren't running, but at least it'll be nice to get a little bit of moisture into the soil profile. If you're a forage producer and this little bit of moisture has got you slowed up doing other projects around the farm, and maybe you're thinking about things as you go into the end of the year or next year in regards to forage management, one of the things that I would have you keep at the front of your mind is broomsedge bluestem. Broomsedge bluestem has continued to be a problem for us in many of our cool season grass stands, increasing over the last 10 to 15 years or so. And a lot of that has to do with fertility. So I want to talk about that just a little bit this morning. But I'm going to start with a statement from a USDA plant fact sheet on broomsedge bluestem. It states this: on infertile soils, broomsedge is a long-lived competitor. And boy, is that the truth. You know, I've looked at a lot of soil samples and forage stands over the years, and on an increasing basis, those phosphorus numbers have declined and have become an issue, and that has allowed broomsedge bluestem to infiltrate some of these stands and really cause some problems. So I want to talk a little bit about fertility management of that particular forage this morning, and maybe how we can do some things to combat it just a little bit. So keep in mind, first of all, that cool season grasses, you know, from their management standpoint, fertility is big. They are kind of what helps keep that grass stand competitive. So if you're growing brome or fescue, you know that in most cases you're applying nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium to at least some degree, to at least some level, to try and keep that stand competitive. You know, there's other issues that lead to invasive species like broomsedge, like the way that you harvest it, the time and the height that you harvest it, or if it's in a grazing situation, the way it's grazed. But in a lot of cases, soil fertility is blamed for some of the issues that we have, and rightfully so when it comes to broomsedge bluestem. You know, one example that corroborates that is a study that was done in 2008 at the University of Missouri. They evaluated the response of cool season grasses, in this case fescue, to fertility applications to try and combat broomsedge bluestem. Their research showed that the addition of 50 pounds of phosphorus per acre plus lime increased the fescue in those broomsedge invaded stands from 15% to 35%. So essentially, they increased a stand of fescue that was 15% fescue up to 35% fescue in areas where that broomsedge was invasive. They didn't really do a lot, quite honestly, to reduce the composition of the broomsedge. There was still plenty of broomsedge out there, but at least they were getting some of that cool season grass back by those fertilizer applications. Bottom line, this grass did not invade overnight, and you probably aren't going to get rid of it overnight. It's going to be a slow process. It's going to be a deliberate process, and fertilizer like phosphorus, potassium in this case, are going to be helpful. Now, that doesn't mean that fertilizers like nitrogen, potassium, that they aren't important and they should be neglected. That's not true at all. In fact, I'm not so sure that some of our potassium levels aren't contributing to some of the issues that we have, not only with broomsedge, but with other weedy issues and stand reductions as well. But we know that phosphorus and lime are two of the bigger players in the management of broomsedge, and so we're going to focus on how to kind of manage those. One of the ways that you can manage those is via a soil test. You know, if you start to think about putting 50 pounds of phosphorus out there plus some lime, it gets pretty costly pretty quick. So if you want to try and see, is phosphorus really my problem? Do I really need that lime that they're recommending? Consider a soil test. You know, it might have a little bit of moisture now that you can actually get a soil probe in the ground. It's not the best weather in the world sometimes to pull soil samples this time of the year. But if you can get a soil sample and determine exactly what that limiting nutrient might be, or if it's something else that is resulting in the broomsedge, that would really be helpful. If a soil test is not in the cards, keep this number in mind from the standpoint of phosphorus management: 12 pounds per ton. That is the phosphorus removal in cool season grasses. For example, if we remove 2 tons of a cool season grass hay crop off of a farm, it's going to require about 25, 24 pounds of phosphorus to replenish that. So in the absence of a soil test, at least trying to get a level somewhere close to that out there can at least keep that grass stand, that fertility on that grass stand, caught up from a crop removal rate. Fertility may not be the only issue. There may be other things as well. But if you want to discuss what some of those options are, not only for fertility management, but for management of that stand as a whole to try and keep broomsedge bluestem at bay or combat it if it's already in, be happy to chat with you. Drop me a line via any of our Metal Arc Extension District offices or email at dhallaue@ksu.edu. Hope you everybody has a great week. This has been David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today.